This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Where can you turn when everyone turns away? There's an encouraging answer in Job, chapters 18 and 19. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Not long ago, I read a story of a young man who was rejected by his family, thrown out of his parents' house, and told never to return. The young man said he felt like an outcast of society and nowhere to turn. That's the way it must have seemed to Job. His friends were keeping their distance. All his old acquaintances were estranged from him. His kinfolk had failed him. His serving maids treated him like a stranger. He would call to his servants, and they gave him no answer. He felt distant from his wife. Young children despised him. In chapter 19, verse 19, Job said, "All my intimate friends detest me. Those I love have turned against me." Humanly speaking, that was all true. Those he loved and trusted were gone, and Job was alone. This happened to a friend of mine a few years ago. He was the head of a large overseas corporation that did business throughout all of Asia. He had started the business from scratch and had carefully, patiently, and lovingly recruited and trained a band of qualified men to help him run the organization. He trusted these men and relied heavily on them in the day-to-day operation of things. Then one morning he came to the office and discovered he was out in the cold. His closest staff had been able to manipulate the laws and bylaws of the corporation, take it over, and vote him out. And there he stood, an unwanted intruder in his own office and among his closest associates. He lost everything. And that's the way Job felt. He had been abandoned by one and all. But not quite. God had not abandoned him. Job knew that his Redeemer lived, and in the end, God would still be right there beside him. In the midst of Job's horrendous trials, he could still see God. Now let's look at two applications of this truth for our walk of daily discipleship. One, God loves us, and His faithfulness endures forever. This has to do with the character of God. Listen to the words of Paul. "At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me." You and I can trust the promise of Christ. "I will never leave you nor forsake you." The second application comes from the fact that Job saw the Lord in his trials. And when we are storm-tossed on the sea of life, if we can by faith see the Lord in it all, our darkest hours can be bright with His presence and guiding hand. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Beginning with Christ is a booklet that explains five great assurances we as Christians have from God: the assurance of salvation, assurance of answered prayer, assurance of victory, of forgiveness, and of guidance. We'd like to send you this booklet, Beginning with Christ. To receive your free copy, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Is anybody out there listening? That's the question from Job, chapters 20 and 21. Tomorrow on Daily Discipleship.